views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, as well as your host on The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief as you tune into your intuition to shift life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m., live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So enjoy a new perspective every third Wednesday with host Karen Benton from Limitless Living. That will be next week. And all of these energetic upgrades are available through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network. And it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in if you would like to ask any questions or you would like an energetic shift. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I am so happy to say I have one of my very favorite guests on the show today, Mr. Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process. And Leroy and I have been working together. I just figured it out, Leroy, 9 years now.
Wow.
And yeah,
we met it. You're having fun.
We've put up with each other for 9 years now.
And that's quite some for us.
So Leroy, you're an amazing person. You're the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process. You've written several books. One of my favorite colleagues to work with. Leroy has such a different perspective because he's got more experience than most of us on Earth, but he has a younger disposition than most of us here on Earth.
Are you saying that I'm 87 years old now?
Yeah. And you never fail to amaze me, Leroy, because normally we do talk about, well-being, and we do a lot of energy work, and feel free to call in. I already have someone who has emailed me and saying help. But first, we're going to address what the show today is about. And so, I'm just going to give the floor to you. You tell everybody what you've been up to.
Okay. Well, I belong to a group on Cape Cod called Barnesville Area Recreational Recreational Shellfishing. And the group volunteered at our, we used to call it the dump. Now we call it the transfer station.
The transfer station.
Where we take all our stuff to both dump and our stuff to recycle. So Bars has volunteered at the transfer station and asked for us to volunteer and help. So I went over there one day and by the way, at last count, I think we had recycled 9,000 items. Cans, jars, plastic, anything that has a 5-cent deposit on it. Well, we recycle it even if it doesn't. but this is one of the ways bars raise money. So I'm at the recycling station, and it just absolutely amazed at the number of people coming and dumping all their recycles. And and then, of course, it has to be all sorted out. So we have a couple of big plastic bags held up, you know, with supports for putting cans in, you know, the fruit cans and beer cans and all that kind of stuff. And another place for plastics. And then you have all these boxes where you have to get it. Like, there'll be a Bud beer bottle, and it has to be separated, and on and on. And finally, there was this guy there who was helping, and I'd have to have him say, "Where does this bottle go? Where does that bottle go?" So there must have been, I don't know, 40 boxes there with different bottles that we had to put things into. And then we had to kind of pack them all up and put them in a big storage container. And it was an interesting experience. And I was so appreciative of so many people coming and putting their stuff there because they wanted it recycled. And I was thinking, my goodness, talk about our efforts to help save the earth and help conserve. It was just a wonderful experience, actually. It kind of interesting, too, by the way. It was hot that day. It was like 100 degrees in this shelter. So once in a while, I'd say, I'm going to have a seat now. And I would sit down in the shade for about 5 minutes and get rejuvenated and go back at the bottles.
You know what, Leroy? That's what I love about you. Because, you know, you started your first career off as a pilot. So, you know, and here you are, you know, you're such a brilliant person and you're so giving. And here comes our other co-host, Stella. I guess she wants to be on the radio show with us. So you be quiet.
Stella by Starlight?
Yeah, something like that. And we call her Stellafin because she's very loud. So, you know, this is what I admire about you. And this is what I'm finding, what you're talking about, that I have someone who asked, could you please energetically shift me? She feels like the shift has hit the fan in her business and her how, you know, like everything's just kind that she's been working very hard, like not hard on actually. She's been diligently doing the steps. And all of a sudden when she's supposed to go on holidays, it just blew up on her. And so she ended up not being able to leave with her family to go on the holidays. And I said, sometimes not going on a holiday with your family is a holiday.
Yep.
So, you know, like what I find is if I go and I, you know, I give the free shift happens talks, you know, and I have two actually coming up at the September 20th and September 27th. And, here in Kelowna. And when I do those, I always feel absolutely happy after because the people that show up, I love to provide them with that opportunity. And it's kind of a service that I've been doing for, I guess, about 15 years now. And
that's great.
Yeah. And it feels like I noticed that if you're going into overwhelm and it feels like you're, you know, and a lot of people, it's so busy at this time, like, if you have kids and they're out of school and you have to deal with, you know, you want them to have a good summer too, and you've got like company coming and there's all sorts of things. So I say, you know, that when you go out and you empower others in the way that you did or do something together as a group, that group, don't you find that it soothes your soul?
Oh, yeah. And it's good too, you know, building relationships of this group of volunteers. You get to know different people. That's really neat.
You know, I've had in the recent shows, I've had Nancy Holmes from the borderfreebees.com. You can check that out. That's about making nectar trails for bees, nectar trails in your community. And I had Lucy on a couple weeks ago, and she's the one that leads the permaculture group. We were talking about this, about community and, you know, that when you get with people who are like-minded that want to build things and are looking for creative solutions to problems, life is a lot more fun. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
So
it's interesting. We have a nature center we've been to a couple of times and have heard about bees, and we've heard about not using lawn but using natural native plants. And so we've been kind of shifting that way. And we have these little tubes out on the side of the house for the bees to hold up in, so to speak. It's amazing what they do. But anyway, that's another subject.
Yeah, it is. But we're going to have to go to a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to check into the overwhelm that this person is feeling. And we're also going to address the fact that as we energetically shift her, that we're energetically shifting everyone who's listening now and later, and getting everybody into a place where, you know, when you have chaos around you and you go to that eye of the storm, to the calm spot, you tend to make stronger choices. And so that's where we want to get everybody today. And, you know, like if you have all this energy that you can't sleep at night because you're worrying, you may as well get up and go recycle, right, Leroy?
Oh, that's a good one.
This is Colette Marie Steff, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are going to be right back after this short break. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We do love to hear from you. Let's make some shift happen.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mr. Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process. Leroy, share your contact information with us so that we can find out how and what are you, just let us know what you've been up to with your business.
Okay. Well, my business is that I help people whose symptoms and life issues are interfering with their day-to-day life. I help them to clear the root causes of those. And also, and just as important, is to support what they really want in their life. I'm located on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, hanging out here in the ocean.
the fishies.
and my email address is, hold on, I got to turn off my phone now. My email address is Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, at E-W, B as in boy, P as in Paul.com, EWBP.com. My website is EWBP.com. And my telephone number is 508-375-6452, 375-6452.
Awesome. So we have someone who emailed me and said, empower me, Leroy.
Okay.
The shift has hit the fan. Right when I'm supposed to go on holidays. And there's some resentment around that because this is someone who took all the consistent steps of action and, you know, laying awake at night and just going, like, what if this happens? What if that happens? Da, 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 da. You know how that hamster wheel we get on with our mind?
Yeah.
So how can she jump off that wheel and get back on track and go on holiday and get all this sorted out today?
It feels like a couple of things. It feels like fears are getting in the way, first of all.
I'm getting fear of success.
Uh-huh. And I'm also getting well, let's start with fears. We need to get the person neutral to everything she fears, only worse, always happening. Clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get her neutral to that, and get her neutral to things always happening with ease and synchronicity. Remembering that when we have something like fears, that our energy goes weak to that, and so we need to neutralize that so that it doesn't drain our energy. And then we also need to get neutral to what's best for us, because if we don't, we set up expectations, and if they're met, we react, and again, we're getting in the way of our own self. We're causing our energy to go weak. So let's get her neutral to everything happening with ease and synchronicity for the entire rest of her life.
Do you see how weak that goes? That's like that thing where you don't have a bother anymore, so you find something to be bothered about.
Yeah, right.
You're bothered because you don't have a bother.
Yeah.
And it's such an uncomfortable place to be when you've been like using, I'm getting, when you're using your bothers to motivate yourself to work harder. Do you understand what I mean?
Well, yeah, she's also over-guarding, over-protecting, over-worrying, over-anxious, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. And what I've found with that for men and women is that we're in that over-protective state. It weakens energy to our breasts and genitals.
Okay.
And again, keeps us from being truly strong. So let's get her neutral. To always.
That's interesting that you said the breasts and the genitals.
Yeah.
Why do you, you know, I'm just interested, why does it affect the breasts and the genitals? Is that because of testosterone going low?
I think I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's probably accurate. But also, fears seem to drain our energy. And of course, where's the most vulnerable place for them to drain from? It's our heart.
Because that's when we're the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so if you love your business and you love your children and you love your husband and you love your community, you love your coworkers, that word is used a lot, right?
It is. But the crazy thing, just to add another layer here, about 70% of the population is carrying anger. And a lot of time, you know, whether it's conscious, unconscious, subconscious, and that anger, again, causes our energy to go weak, causes reactions, causes us to get out of neutral, out of being present. Oftentimes the anger also comes because when I check with people and say, are there times when you laugh when you've felt love, and sometimes they'll say, well, I didn't think of it. So my first question there is, do you have a dog? Talk about unconditional love and commitment and so on. But usually I can find negative.
Cats are loving too, Leroy, but they only are loving when they feel like it.
Yeah, we have a couple of them too. The trouble is that negative energy. When you say think of times that you felt love, a lot of times people have negative experiences with love, either betrayal or feeling too vulnerable, any number of things.
And what's coming up also is quite often these days, and not just these days, I guess down the ages of time, but more easily, that people who finances, like people show their love through money a lot of the time. Like there's a lot of stuff being bought. Did you notice that when you were recycling?
Yeah. I hate to get rid of all this stuff.
You know, there's stuff and people try to fill that hole, you know, of where maybe they feel an emptiness in their life with stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, you know, it's interesting because what I'm getting too is when you have, you know, you're a person that really understands how to steer things and you put the time in and you're consistently energetically shifting and you're really doing your, you know, like doing everything you possibly can to steer something to work, then those expectations sometimes really come back and slap you. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Like when your expectations.
Oh, no, I've never experienced anything like that.
But this is something that Will said to me, and I thought, yeah, this is really interesting. Like he said, you can't write finals. Like if you're, you know, you're finalizing projects and you're really, you can't write finals and argue with people or be distracted. You need to stay focused on the game.
Oh, yeah.
And so when those emotions come up, right, it can really throw us off track.
Yeah. Yeah, the negative emotions really get in the way.
Mm-hmm. And how much energy would you say people, like, use unnecessarily when they get into that state? When you test it, like on average, you know, you say 70% of people, like how much of their time the average person is getting kind of sidetracked by their emotions?
I'd say at least 40%.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get?
Per day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for some people who, like, it was really, really funny. Will also was at his grandma passed and they were having, you know, a gathering. And one of the things, you know, someone had asked her was, you know, how did the depression affect you? And she said, well, we were poor. We didn't notice that much. We just carried on. Not saying that, you know, being poor is the answer, but that's what we're talking about with expectations, right?
Right, and when we're carrying 70% are carrying anger, it's awful easy to say, man, did you notice how that driver cut me off? Or, you know what, that worker was supposed to be here to fix the lawn, they didn't do it. And you hear these kind of reactions when things aren't going exactly the way they want.
Mm-hmm. And I find that lots of times when things don't go the way you want, it's because you're being protected, because you maybe have that, you know, karmic space of the need to be right. That card, the need to be right, I say on that card, use this card when everybody else is wrong and you know you're right.
Yeah.
We have to take a short break here. And we've had Simone from Alberta patiently waiting, and we will be getting to you, Simone, right after this. I will, you know, where do you feel this person that we've been working on is at now on a scale of 0 to 10, Leroy? Just checking in on her.
And 0 to 10 in terms of supporting what she said she wants.
Well, 10 and if she was freaking out, 10,000 on that scale, you know?
Oh. Well, let's count 100% as being totally happy.
Okay.
Okay, so if she was only at 70,
uh-huh.
Where is she now? It feels like it's gone down to 60.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen this some more on the break, and when we come back, we will take Simone, our caller from Alberta. I am Colette Marie Steffen, the queen of shift. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. If you want to see some serious shift happen, you can check out my new call to dance program. It's called Baby Steps. It's 3.5 hours. I'll be having one of those on October 19th here in Kelowna. You can check that out at my site. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You have happened upon the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz, be irresistible, become a bee ambassador. You can check that out at borderfreebees.com. You can grow your own nectar trail in your community. I always like to give a big shout out to our pollinators. We have Leroy Maloof on the show today, and we were working on someone who emailed in their issue. We feel that, you know, it's much calmer now, and so we're going to take our first caller, Carter. We have who?
We have Simone from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you very much. I've called in several times this summer. I've had a lot of stress, so thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. And so what can we do for you today?
So one of the things that I've been dealing with since early this year is I've been having excessive uterine bleeding. And I've also had either a heel spur or some fasciitis in my right heel. And I think that there's a possibility that that's related. I'm not sure. And just recovering from extreme stress. And
okay, so take a deep breath, Simone. Yeah. Just check in with yourself and think about this in terms of, like, I like to get a baseline. So if you were number 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, 0, I'm totally neutral, cool as a cucumber, I can handle this. Where are you on that scale?
I would say I'm at a 5. I think a lot of my struggles have just kind of happened natural, like, for me now. So
what I picked up right away, and I'm handing this over to Leroy, but when you said that those two things were related, I got that, you know when you're with a man and they call him a heel?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm getting you're angry with someone. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I'm going to hand this over to Leroy because I'm getting there definitely is. How long have you been bleeding so heavily?
I estimate it's been since either February or March.
Okay, Leroy, what's going on here?
Well, to me, Simone, it feels like you're pissed off about 7 things in your life. And you see, our symptoms are trying to tell us what to work on. And when you think of uterine bleeding, of course, this is that in a way representing your most creative place, one of them. And so it feels like your creativity is down. And you're pissed off at these things, and that's probably why your creativity is down. So can you tell me, what are some of these things you're pissed off about?
A very toxic adversarial workplace.
Yeah.
Men, when I encounter men that are interested in me, they are they've been jerks.
Okay. Say it. Don't say it how you really feel, Simone. I think she's... What age are you, Simone?
I'm 51.
Yeah, but I'm just telling... they have a term for that. It's called mansplaining, when a man explains what you really mean.
Mansplaining. Well, the other thing...
Leroy, you're right on the money so far.
Okay, what else? What else is bothering you?
I've had some anger with some family relationships, which have caused me a lot of unwanted stress and duress.
What else?
I mean, I want my family relationships. I just have had some difficulties stemming from them. I've had to move several times. That's been a great stress for me, and I have to move again at the end of this month, and that's stressful.
So you're up to five now. You only have two left.
There's got to be more than
Well, one of them, by the way. People tend to get weak to decades, and it feels like you're also pissed off at turning 50. Is that right?
I don't think so. I think I'm angry that at this age, I'm not a homeowner. I'm not married. I don't have children. I don't feel a great deal of success, and my job has held me back from my creativity, and I'm an artist and a musician, and I'm just trying to get back to those things now. I've been playing music this summer, first time in 10 years that I can do that.
So, Leroy, you understand what's going on, is she's drained, right?
Yeah.
And she's draining herself, right? So, like, when we get in touch with that energy of being drained, that's not about age, because look at Leroy. Like, look what the alternative is.
Da, 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 da.
I refuse to apologize for my years of experience on this planet. And I also will not apologize for looking good and feeling good with those years of experience.
But right? with all these things going on, it reminds me of that joke. Aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? So let's get you neutral to every single thing in your life going wrong, being painful, all us men being jerks, neutral to every one of us always being a jerk, trying to get into your pants, all that good stuff. So a few hundred quadrillion layers, let's get you neutral. Every one of these seven things always being pulling you down, draining you, exhausting you.
And unappreciative co-workers that I've helped immensely that don't say thank you.
Okay. And neutral to rude co-workers as well. Let's get you neutral, though, to everything in your life going beautifully. You're not neutral to that. How long has it been since everything in your life was going beautifully?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't think there's time for me to think that one through. It's been decades.
Let's get you neutral to nothing in your life ever going beautifully.
Perfectly imperfect. That's the new goal.
And neutral to everything in your life going beautifully and nothing. Okay, so now when I check on tax work, that's okay. Co-workers, I'm not getting any weakness there. All us men, I'm not getting any weakness. Oh, family's still going weak. What is it that's bothering you most about family?
Well, I feel I was betrayed in that I'm going through horrible times, and someone else put their needs before mine. And I was asked to move at a very difficult time in my life with not much advance notice, and that was hard on me. If I would have at least had a reasonable amount of time, I wouldn't have been so angry.
They said, get the hell out of here and take 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get you neutral to that. Yeah. Always betrayed by family in every way, shape, or form. No understanding, no love, no tenderness. And neutral to all family, always totally supporting and loving you and cherishing you. That's week two, another few hundred quadrillion layers. Let's get you neutral to that.
Sometimes the best holiday is taking a holiday away from family.
So what are you noticing now, Simone?
I just, I guess I'm noticing my heart. I'm feeling like there's water flowing through me. Like, I feel like I'm swimming in deep water or something. And it's, that may seem strange, but that's how I feel.
Like a floating chamber?
You know, just when you're standing up to your chest in a lake and the waves are washing against you, I feel like waves are washing through me.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing, actually, feels like.
I just did that the other day in the lake. It was cold at first, but man, it felt so refreshing. So I want to thank you for calling in. And, you know, when I just would like to just check in with you, if you can give us a number just so we know where you're at now.
Well, I think I'm 3 and maybe going down to a 2.
Yeah. And so keep listening to the show. I'm getting your neutral, but your perception has not caught up with it. Like a kitty. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. Thank you, Simone, for calling in. We have to take a short break, and we have another a caller who's been patiently waiting. I have Leroy Malouf on with me today. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Mr. Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process on, one of my absolute favorite colleagues and guests to work with. And we have, Carter, we have someone who's been patiently waiting to call in here.
Yep, we have Trish from British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Trish.
Hi, Colette.
How are you doing? Usually
I'm
not as well as you'd like to.
Exactly.
When you're calling into the radio show. You know Leroy. What can Leroy and I
hello.
Do for you today?
I've got very similar problems to the last caller. my husband.
Funny
just
how
had,
that happens.
Yeah. My husband just had hernia surgery. It went well. He's doing pretty good. Second day out. Just financial issues is kind of what I'm looking at. Stresses at work are huge. And just there's a lot of negative energy at work. Don't feel like I can trust anybody. And just it's almost to the point where I don't want to go to work anymore. And
okay, so take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And let's get, like, on a scale 0 to 10, because we've only got about 10 minutes to work on this. So Leroy's super quick, though, so don't worry. But where are you on that scale? 10 being the worst, 0 being I'm totally neutral. We want to get you to neutral.
Yeah, I'm probably about a 10.
Yeah, well, with coming up, it's not so much. The number one weakness is not your work so much, but it's about having to work while you're looking after someone who's sick. And, you know, my little cat Pearl has been ill for like, you know, and she, you know, I energetically shift her. She bounces back. We have some really good days, and that's what I'm doing with her. So those of you who have been asking, how's Pearl? You know, she's spoiled and we're enjoying, you know, like just enjoying the time that we have left with her. With this, though, it's just coming up. You're in overwhelm again, Leroy, like more overwhelm.
Let's get you neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen if you can never trust anyone at work ever again?
I guess I have to leave the job. Then we have zero income.
Okay, and what's the worst thing that you have zero income?
Lose our place to live.
And what's worse?
Unable to pay bills.
Okay, what's worse? There's something
okay,
down.
Here's a good one.
There's something down worse that's still bothering you.
I could be
like
one of the people that I serve at work.
okay.
Leroy, she's working with homeless people.
Yeah. So let's get you neutral to being totally homeless, no money, and always having to beg for handouts. Let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And what are you noticing now? For example, I'm noticing better energy going all the way down into your legs and your feet, your hands. You notice?
The knot in my stomach loosened up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have more energy.
Yeah.
You know when you've got a big knot in your stomach? And that's like, for a lot of people, that's that sign that you're not letting energy go up or down. And that's what Leroy is working on, is allowing you to just let the energy flow.
We need to go one more step of worse. You're living under an underpass. You have all your stuff in a grocery cart and somebody steals it. Let's clear another few hundred quadrillion layers. So you have absolutely nothing left. Hanging by a thread. And what are you noticing now?
A pain in my right ovary.
having said that, what made me kind of laugh is that Leroy, Trisha is really a really good seamstress. So she's hanging by a thread. She's doing pretty good. She does beautiful work with thread.
So we need you neutral to always just hanging by a thread. And someone cuts the thread clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral. Let's also get you neutral to prosperity and ease and love and joy. Not neutral to those either. Let's clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to those.
And I want to point out for those of you who are listening now or later, this is for everyone.
Yeah, anytime you hear anything we're doing that applies to you, you just say apply and focus on your midline.
Okay. I'm definitely feeling, I'm definitely feeling more at ease to be able to breathe deeply now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea, everybody. Breathe.
How long has it been since someone told you they loved you?
A couple days at least.
Oh, that's good. You're in better shape than a lot of people. So let's get you neutral to always finding and feeling love back and forth.
Let's send some of that out to all of our other listeners who maybe haven't heard I love you from someone who really meant it in years or ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's coming up. So in many ways, it's interesting, like when Leroy, when we started the show and you said, you know, how it empowers when you serve, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Giving and receiving. The give and take of life.
It feels like you're going to be a beacon of light with all those homeless people.
Mm-hmm. That's what I keep telling her.
Sorry, this is going to hear that last bit.
Say it again, Leroy. She didn't hear you.
It says it feels like you're a beacon of light with all those homeless people. Because what I sense they feel is your kindness and your service and your presence. So on their behalf, we're going to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trish. We've come to the end of the show pretty much here. Thank you for calling in and thank you for shining your light on one of the most difficult, challenging issues that many people have, because a lot of people have this fear of being homeless. But if you were homeless and everybody helped, you know, empowered you, and then you wouldn't be afraid to be homeless.
And notice that love in your heart getting stronger.
Can you feel that, Trish?
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Leroy.
Yes.
We're at the end of the, you know, how radio time goes by so fast.
Okay.
So we've got about a minute left here. And so, you know, what would you like to say to people out there right now?
Don't worry. Be happy.
I love it.
find at least over the next several days, find at least 5-10 things a day that you can be grateful for.
Yeah. And I like to add some appreciation to that, because when you have appreciation, they use that as a term for finances. And appreciation means that you're very grateful because you understand the gift that you've been given. Life on this planet is a gift.
Yes.
And so I just want to thank you, Leroy, for being on the show and sharing all your beautiful energy with us. Thank you for everyone who's calling in, listening now and later. Thank you, Carter, for producing the show, and also for Dr. Pat and the rest of your team for, you know, giving us all this opportunity to share this information.
Thank you for your beautiful job of hosting this show.
You're very welcome, Leroy. Have an amazing time with your family. I'm off to enjoy mine right now.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, everybody.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
You You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.